Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf Hayomi is Bava Basra Daf Kuf Hey. We are holding at the Mishkan Kuf Dalad Amid Beis, two lines off the bottom of the Amid. A fellow sold a Beis Kur, a farm, the size of a Kur. Now he told him it's going to be the exact Beis Kur. Mida Bechevel Ani Moichar Lach. So if you recall, yesterday we discussed two possible, expressions, two possible phrases that he may have used in describing his property. Exactness or approximation. If he says, look, it's a base kur, exactly. Mida bachevel, the way you would measure it with a rope. Right? In accordance with the, traditional surveying methods. Rope or chain, whatever. It's going to be an exact base kur, then it has to be exact. But if he adds the words, hein chaser, hein yeser, it could be a little bit off, more or less, like they say, right? So in that case, we have some sort of, margin of error. There's a leeway, there's some wiggle room up until the 24th, etc., etc. Question is, let's say he stated both. He says, it's going to be exact or approximately. Which one do we follow? Mida bechevel ani moicher lach. And then he adds, more or less, hein chaser, hein yaser. We follow the last thing that he said. And therefore, it can be approximate. Because bitail hein chaser, hein yaser, those words, hein chaser and yaser, which denote approximation, are mevatal. They nullify the first part of the sentence, which is mida bechevel. And therefore, he's allowed to approximate. The same if it's vice versa. He begins by saying, hein chaser, hein yeser. Then he adds, precision, exactness, mida bechevel. Here as well, we follow the last thing that he says, and therefore, bitel, mida bechevel, the last part of his expression, mida bechevel, is mevatel, overrides the first part, hein chaser, hein yeser. And therefore, it has to be exact. Whose shita is this? Divrei Benanas. Who says when there is an apparent conflict between two parts of one expression, two parts of one's expression, of a person's, you go with the last. You go with Loshoin Achroin, because apparently he had a change of heart. And he quickly changed the terms. You can do that. It's Teich Kedei Dibur, right? Within those couple of seconds, it's not yet concluded. It's not yet confirmed. And therefore, he can change his mind. Divrei Benanas. We follow the last thing that he says. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo. He quotes Rav, Amar Rav. What does Rav say? This concept of Tefois Loshoin Achron, adopt the final word, is not universally accepted. It's actually subject to Machlekes, Cholken Olav. Now, Rav himself, as we're going to see later, actually concurs with Benanas. We follow Loshayin Achron, but you should know, says Rav, it's not so simple. Cholkin Olav Chaverov al Ben Nanas. Benanas' colleagues, the other Chachamim, disagreed. According to them, when there's an uncertainty, there's an apparent conflict, a contradiction between the first portion of a sentence and the second portion, Loshayin Rishon or Loshayin Achron, we're not sure which way to go. We treat it as a suffix. And, either you split it, whatever you do when you have a suffix. Micah Mashmon, what's Rav coming to inform us here? Isn't it a Mishnah that we all learned above a Metzia? Micah Mashmon Tanina, we already have a Mishnah about this in Bava Metzia regarding that famous story of the Merchatz rental, a fellow who rented a bathhouse. And it was a suffix because it also involved conflicting expressions, conflicting Lashonos. And the Gemara and the Mishnah brings that the Chachamim considered it a suffix. So it's clear that there is an opposing view to Benanas. Tanina, we have a Mishnah Masa B'Tzipori, a story that took place in the town of Tzipori, Be'echad Shesachar, Merchatz Mechaver, a fellow rented, he leased a full year lease on a Merchatz, B'Shnei Masar Zuhuvim L'Shana. Now, the landlord, upon offering the rental, told him like this, it's going to be B'shneim asar zuvim lashana, an annual rental for 12 gilden, 12 coins. But then he quickly fixed it up. Dinar zuhav lachodesh. It's going to be one dinar per month, 1 to 1. And what happens if the year happens to have 13 months? A leap year. Oh, so according to the first lashon, it's an annual rental, 12 dinar, irrespective of how many months there are. It's annual. 12 months, 13 months, the same price. But according to the second part of his lashon, it was a dinar per month, which means 13 months, 13 dinar. And it turns out, as luck would have it, it was actually a leap year, a shana moberes, which contains 13 months. Question: need the tenant pay for the 13th month, or is it included in the 12 dinar annual rate? And by the way, again, when we speak about lashon rishon, lashon achron, the mefarshim point out that, of course, if he would have clearly articulated himself, clearly expressed his wish to switch the terms, he can do that, because again, it was speaking right then and there, within the same breath, so to speak. The thing is, he didn't say that I'm changing. He didn't say I'm being chayzer. He just rambled on and on. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. So the question now is, which part of his conversation is meant to be taken seriously? Is it the initial portion of his words? Because, you know, he came into the deal with all seriousness. He had it all worked out. And we assume that the terms that he presented initially is what he really had in mind to do. So although he sort of contradicted himself afterwards, he was really just trying to reinforce and explain himself. And he sort of stumbled upon himself. He sort of, you know, got tongue-tied, not realizing that he added, you know, an element of ambiguity to the terms, to the discussion. He didn't realize what he was doing. He didn't mean to change. That's one way to look at it. That's why you would say tfois loshein rishon. Adopt the first part, which is really what he had in mind. On the other end, you can say, look, he said A, then he said B. He's probably changing his mind. He probably realized, like in this case, oh, one second, I can make some more money. What happens if it's a shana moberes? Oh, let me quickly cover that as well. Oh, it's a zohav per month, which means I really want $13 if it's 13 months. So it was a chazor. It was meant as a retraction. He really meant to amend the terms. In this case, you'd go with Lashon Achron. So there's really no way to know what he had in mind. That's the Chachamim's opinion. That's why we learn Uba Masa, Lefnei Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Lefnei Rabbi Yossi. The story was presented to these Chachamim. And what did they say? We're not sure how to deal with this. Is it Lashon Rishon? Is it Lashon Achron? The only solution is split it. Split the rent of the 13th month. Very clearly, they disagree with Ben Namas, who says the last words are meant to be the final words. Are meant to determine, no, they're not sure. And therefore, they do Yachleiku. So why is Rabbi have to come and tell us there's a Machleikus? We all know that Mishnah Bava Metziah. Answers the Gemara, well, guess what? That Mishnah wouldn't really indicate much. Because it's a different story there. And there is firm reason to believe that, or at least to suspect, that it's unrelated to our discussion. Meaning even Ben Nanas, who says, follow the final portion of his expression, follow Lashon Achron, would perhaps agree that in the case of the Merchatz rental, you split it 50-50. You know why? If only from that case, Havamina would think, I would suggest, Hasim would equal a Meimar. There, all agree, it's up in the air. It's unclear what he had in mind. Because on the one hand, you can say, Mihadaka Hadabe. Yeah, it appears like he had a change of heart. First it was an annual rental, then he switched it into a monthly. That's one way to look at it. And if that being the case, you would perhaps go with Lashon Achron. But Vika Lemaimer, there's another way to look at it. Pirusha Kamefarish, maybe he was just trying to explain himself. And the Rashbam explains that he really wanted an annual lease, not monthly. And it's going to be 12 zehuvim for the year, irrespective of the number of months. So why did he go back and add, well, it's one coin per month? You know why? He had two things in mind. Rental payment date and termination. Right. What does that mean? If it's an annual rental, according to the Torah, Sechirus eino mishtalemes el basoif. When do you pay for your rental? At the end of the period. Today we do it ahead, but according to the Torah, it's based on a pasuk, you pay at the very end. This fellow wasn't going to wait. He didn't want to wait till the end of the year to get his $12. So he quickly switched it. He explained himself. Guess what? These are separate monthly rentals. And I want to get paid at the end of every month. Another point would be, let's say, you know, he decides to evict his, to terminate the rental. He wants to have that right. He doesn't want to have to wait. He doesn't want to have to be bound to wait till the end of the year. He wants to make it a separate monthly rental. Each month, an independent, you know, lease, so to speak, which gives him the right to stop it at any time. Right? It's month by month. That's all he was trying to do. But he didn't mean to add to the price. He was okay with taking 12 coins for the year, even if it's 13 months, as per his initial offer, $12 a year. So in that case, we're not really sure if he was even trying to change his mind. And therefore, perhaps all would agree, even Ben Namas, who typically follows the final word, in this case, he would agree that we're not sure what he had in mind. Maybe he wasn't really trying to change the terms. He was okay with taking $12 for the year. And therefore, you would say, Yachleiku. Aval hacha devadaka hadabri, but in our Mishnah, it's a base core exactly. Yeah, approximately. Devadaka hadabri. He certainly was changing his mind midway. Eim aloi, so perhaps in this case. Nobody would disagree that in fact we go with Ben Nanas' approach. The final word is what counts. Kamashmalan, that's Rav's point. No, no, no. You should know. I happen to know there's a machlekes here. Ben Nanas is the one who says, Tfois Lashon Achroin, but the Chachamim would disagree, even in our Mishnah, when it's a clear conflict. Tfois Lashon they're not sure. We have a suffix, is it Rishon or is it Achroin? And that takes us into the next discussion. Amar Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, once again, Zudevri Ben Nanas. In our Mishnah, where we follow the final, the Tfois Lashon Achroin, that's Ben Nanas speaking. Zudevri Ben Nanas, Ava Chacham, Amar Chacham disagree. They're not sure. Is it initial? Is it final? And therefore, it's a toss-up. Haleich achar pachos shabaloshoinos. He gets the least amount. So, in this case, where the seller is the muhsuk, because he's the former owner, and the Rashbaman Amid Bey says he was paid for the entire property, so he's sort of in control, he's in the driver's seat. He gives the buyer the least of all possibilities, which means to say, he said exact. So if he gave a bit more, he can take it back. He also said approximately. So if he's missing a bit, turns out that the base curve is a bit lacking, a bit under a base curve, you take it, too bad. So it's all to the seller's benefit, because we're not sure whether it was what's meant to be exact or approximately. Says the Gemara, what is Shmuel's personal opinion in this matter? Because Shmuel started by saying, Zu divrei Ben Nanas. This is Ben Nanas Shita, but, which sounds like Zu v'lei svir lei, he's just pointing out that this is Ben Nanas Shita, but he himself doesn't subscribe to it. He doesn't hold of Tfais, Lashon, Achron, really? For Rav and Shmuel, Dami Tavayu, Rav and Shmuel both tell us regarding a different halacha, which also is related to this question of Rishon and Achron. A fellow offered a kur b'shleishim ani meichalach. I'm selling you a truckload, a kur, which has 30 of wheat, for $30. It's one single sale. V'yachal lachzer b'yu, afilu b'sa achroina. So the truck arrives and the customer starts taking delivery. He's holding at the very last sack. And suddenly the price jumps. The seller can reload everything on his truck and drive away. The deal was not yet done because it's all one sale and you haven't really taken full possession, full delivery of the entire stock. It's not a concluded deal. But if he says kur bishloshim, he starts by bundling it as one deal. A kur for 30, and then he goes, well, actually, I would like to be 30 separate sales. Sa'a b'sela, a sela per sa'a, ane mo'chelach. Each one is a separate sale. So once again, he expressed himself in a very conflicting way. It's one, it's separate. We're not sure how to deal with it. And therefore, rishon kana. As soon as the buyer takes possession of one sack and then another, and then each tz'ah is a separate sale, and if he has it, he keeps it. The seller cannot change his price on that, but on the rest he could. Meaning whatever he got, he got. This is Rav Shmuel speaking. So apparently Shmuel holds that we go with Lashon Achrayin. Right? What's the last thing that he said? Each sa'ah is a separate sale. That gives the buyer the right to grab one sa'ah at a time and consider it his, even though he hasn't yet taken full delivery of the entire truck. So on the one hand, we see that Shmuel goes like Ben Nanos, Tfois Lashon Achrayin, but initially he says, Zu v'leis, Zu, it's his opinion, not mine. Elo Zu v'sfirle, says the Mari, right. When he said Zu, he didn't mean to set himself apart from Ben Nanos. He meant to point to Ben Nanos' Ashita, which he himself supports. Really? Umi Sfirle, does Shmuel really hold Tfois Lashon Achrayin? What about that story with the bathhouse rental? Where the Mishnah says that we split it, right? We split the extra month. And Shmuel explained. He troubled himself to explain the Mishnah in a very specific way, which actually indicates that he's not sure whether we go with the initial part of his offer or the latter part of his offer. Tfois Lashon Rishon, Lashon Achrayin. Therefore, we say Achlik. And Shmuel explains, Vamar Shmuel, Beba Be'emta HaChodesh Askinim, was speaking that the landlord showed up right in the middle of the month, right in the middle, on Purim, right after the Megillah, right? It's the last month of the year, leap month, right? The second Adar. Showed up smack in the middle of the month. That's why he has a right. He's entitled to ask for half a month's rent. Which half? The remaining month. Because the remaining half, because the first part of the month is gone. The fellow already lived in there. And he's holding on to his money. He's not giving you. He's the muchzik on his money. But you, the landlord, are muchzik on the second half. Look, you don't pay, get out, right? So he has a right to demand half a month's rent. But let's say he would have come on the first day of Adar, and the landlord is considered in possession, kulei lemasker. He's entitled to the full month's rent. On the other hand, if he would wait until the last day of the month, kulei lesoich, then the tenant wins. Because he already lived there. It's a question of payment. Well, payment is in my hands, says the tenant. So clearly Shmuel is working with a suffix formula. We're not sure which way to go. So it's all about who's in possession, etc. So how could we say that in the case of the wheat delivery, it would seem that Shmuel holds we follow Lashon Achrayin definitively, right? It's confirmed based on the Lashon Achrayin. Here, by the Merchat, it would seem that it's a suffix. You're right, says the Gemara, rather, the truth is, Zuvalei Sfirle, Shmuel himself just pointed to bananas, but he himself does not hold of Tfois Lashon Achrayin. He holds, we're not sure, it's a suffix. Do we follow the first words, the final words? Oh, so the question is, why does he get to keep these sacks of wheat? The answer is because he's holding it already. Some time in mind, you know why he can keep the sacks of wheat? Despite the fact that the seller wants it back because the price rose. No, he can keep it. It's a separate sale. I have it already. Mishum the tafas, because he has it in his hands. That's the halacha. When we have a suffix, a person is tafas, is in possession, he has a right to keep it. Hachanami ha tafas. Likewise, in the case of the merchats, the rent on the 13th month, well, again, it depends who's tafas. And that's why it depends when he showed up. Beginning of the month, the landlord is in charge. The end of the month, the tenant has it already. The middle of the month, we split it down the line. That's what happened there. He showed up mid-month, so we split it down the line. Okay, so in conclusion, when we have an apparent conflict between Lashon Rishon, Lashon Achrayin, this fellow expressed himself sort of in a contradictory way, confusing way. We're not sure, is the initial presentation to be taken seriously and the rest is just sort of a blunder, or did he actually have a change of heart and change his terms? And we follow Lashon Achrayin because he has a right to do so. It's within a short, proximity, Tekedei Dibur. Chachamim say, we're not sure, it's a suffix. So in the case of the Beis Kur, Mida Bechevel, Hen Chaser, and Yeser, the buyer is entitled to the least. Halach Achar Pochais Shabbalashaynis. So if it's missing from the Beis Kur, you can't complain. If you got too much, you got to give it back. Regarding the merchats, again, we work with Yachloika, with Muchsuk. Regarding the wheat delivery, once again, it's about who's in control. According to Benanos, we always follow Lashon Achrayin. What does Shmuel hold like the Chachamim? What does Rav hold? He holds like Ben Namas. Omar Rav Huna Amar B'Rav. Rav Huna quotes from Amar B'Rav, those who quoted from Beis Medrash of Rav. Rashbam brings based on the Gemara Sanhedrin to Rav Hamnuna, who was a Talmud of Rav. He quotes Rav as follows. We go with Lashon Achron like Ben Namas. How much would you want for that car? Istra. I'm giving it to you for an Istra. Istra is a term referring to 96 pennies, 96 mois. And then he says, well, actually it's 100. Mea mois. How much does he owe? Mea mois. Because that's the last thing that he said. The other way around, he said, well, it's $100. Mea mois. And then he said, Istra, it's 96. What's the final price? Istra. Because we always follow the final portion of his expression. Mike Kamash, what's the point of adding this story to the mix, Tvois Lashon Achron, to tell us that Rav holds of Lashon Achron? Ha'amar Rav Chadazimna. Rav already told us elsewhere, in the case of the Merchats, that we follow Lashon Achron. Amar Rav, Rav told us, Yavoy Yosem, if only I would have been there when they brought the story to the Chachamim regarding the 13th month of the rental there, well, guess what? I would have given it all to the landlord because we follow the final part of his expression, which is $1 per month. It's a monthly rental. Havia Hivnil Kuli Lamaskar. I would have given it all to the landlord. Apparently we go with Lashon Achron. So why would we have to repeat the same aloha again with the 96 coins, with the 100 coins? So we skip the brackets, we go down to the bottom of the tema. You know why? There is a need to actually present this new story of the conflicting numbers, 96 and the 100. Pirusha Kamefarish, because if only for the case of the Merchat, you wouldn't necessarily have a right to conclude anything in terms of Rav's opinion that we follow Lashon Achron, because there, we can reconcile what he said in a way that the two expressions do not contradict each other. When he said, I'm giving to you for $12 a year, he really meant a monthly rental. Right? And that's why he went on to explain himself. It's $1 a month. Because lest you think I'm going to let you get away with $12 even on a leap year. No, no, no. I want to explain myself. When I gave you a $12 rate per year, I meant a regular year. And then I realized, hold it, there's a possibility of a leap year coming up. So I want to explain myself. He wasn't contradicting himself. He was just clarifying what he meant. Pirush kamefarish. It's not a chazorah. It's not a retraction. Not a change of terms. Yeah, it's still $12 a year on a regular year. Well, let me explain something to you. If it's going to be an unusual year, a leap year, I want an extra dollar. Because really, it's a monthly rental. So there, yeah, Rav would say, he's entitled to the full rent. He's entitled to get paid for the extra month. But suppose it involves a case of an open conflict, an open contradiction, like in the case of the price for the car. He mentioned 2 months, which you cannot reconcile. It's 96, it's 100, it's 196. So perhaps in this case, you know, Rav wouldn't be so certain that we follow the Lashon Achron. Maybe it's a suffix. We're not sure because, look, is this meant to be taken seriously? Is this meant to be taken seriously? Because they're conflicting each other. You can't really, it's not, they're not compatible. They're mutually exclusive. So in this case, we're not sure. Maybe it's a suffix. Is it this or is it that? That's why we need to quote Rav again. No, Rav held that even in the case of an open conflict, when he mentioned two separate amounts, we have Lashon Rishon saying one thing versus Lashon Achron saying something else. What carries a day? The final word. Kamashmala. Okay, so in conclusion, when we have Lashon Rishon versus Lashon Achron, we have a case of the Beis Kur, the farm, the case of the Merchats, the case of the wheat delivery, the case of the car sale, right? The 96 to the 100. Banana says Lashon Achron, and Rav holds like that. Chacham say we're not sure, it's about it's a suffik, and therefore it's all about yachleiku and muhsak, you know. We apply the standard, you know, procedure that happens by a suffik, and Shmuel, in fact, held that way as well. All the best to you, and atzlacha.